You're listening to the Body Pros podcast coverage of IAS 2007, the fourth International AIDS Society conference on HIV pathogenesis, treatment, and prevention. Sydney, Australia, July 22nd through July 25th, 2007.
Welcome. This is Bonnie Goldman, editorial director of the Body Pro. And I'm in Sydney, Australia at IAS 2007, one of the year's major HIV conferences. Right now, I'm in the poster session where researchers are standing in front of their posters. There's nothing like hearing the results of research directly from those who actually conducted the research. It is these men and women who are transforming HIV treatment and care. In this podcast, the researchers will introduce themselves and then summarize their study. I will ask a few questions after their summary.
Okay, my name is Sandrine Buisson, and I come from Imperial College London in the UK. So I've been studying the phenotype and the function of monocyte-derived DC from HIV-infected people. A few years ago, actually, some people have been studying already those monocyte-derived DC and find out that they stopped only at the phenotype and find out that the phenotype was fine. So no more study, well, deeper study has been done, actually. Lately, the last past few years, actually, we are back on that because in cancer therapy, monocyte-derived DC are using a therapeutic vaccine, and we are thinking of doing the same in HIV. Actually, and some people are already doing a clinical trial with monocyte-derived DC. Unfortunately, nobody have characterized properly the function of the monocyte-derived DC of HIV individuals. So my study was to just a basic characterization of monocyte-derived DC from HIV-infected individuals in terms of phenotype and function. And what I find out is, like everybody, I didn't see any difference in terms. Phenotypically, there was absolutely no difference compared to a control group, so uninfected healthy donors. But in terms of function, actually, they are very weak in inducing T-cell proliferation and also inducing T-cell polarization to a Th1 immune Th1 phenotype. And I haven't shown here on the poster, but I also study the cytokine production by those cells and find out actually that they almost don't produce any IL-12, and they also do produce less IL-10 compared to the control. So basically, phenotypically, they look absolutely normal, but they are severely impaired functionally. So in terms of using them as therapeutic vaccine, I think that people have to check first for each individual, unfortunately, if they do function normally or not. On the same time, I didn't go deeper for the moment in that study, but the T cell I've been using is a mix of naive and memory T cells. So I don't know if they are impaired in inducing naive T cell proliferation or memory T cell proliferation. And it should be the next step for that study.
So has this been shown before?
No. There has been a group from Tony, Dr. Fauci, actually, who have been working also on the monocyte-derived dendritic cell from HIV individuals, but more to check, actually, the stimulation of NK cell by these cells. And they, like me, actually, they find out, they check the phenotype and function, and they find out that the phenotype was normal, but they were also producing less IL-12 and less IL-10, and they were also impaired, actually, in activating NK cells.
Okay, so you're continuing to do this study?
No, unfortunately, I'm changing lab, so I'm not going to keep going on that.
Okay, well, thank you.
The opinions expressed by hosts or interviewees in this podcast do not constitute professional advice, should not be considered substitutes for professional services, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of Body Health Resources Corporation or its sponsors. Please see the full disclaimer online at thebodypro.com. If you have comments or questions, please contact us.
This has been a report on IAS 2007 from The Body Pro. For more podcasts and full coverage of this conference, visit us online at thebodypro.com/IAS2007.